Hello, everybody. Sean Thomas here, Portlaken High School's promotions manager. I'm sitting here with Todd George, our principal, and this is another one of our principal's podcasts.
Hello, everybody. Great to be here again.
So, Todd, we've got quite a few activities coming up in the next couple of weeks, which I'd like you to go through, beginning with the traffic lights.
Yeah, we've got the traffic lights being released tomorrow. The traffic lights are subject-based for students in Year 8 to 11. We're doing this just to give families an idea about where their sons and daughters are at regarding their particular subjects and formative assessment at this point. It really is a conversation starter at home, around the dinner table, and then any further follow-up from families back to the subject teacher directly via sector. We really want this to be a time that if there are some concerns around traffic lights, whether there's an amber or a red traffic light for a subject, that we would follow it up straight away and encourage you to get in contact directly with the staff concerned.
Excellent. Now, next week, a lot of time and energy will be going into our subject selection days. Are you able to run through the schedule, please?
Yeah, next week is a busy week. This time of the year, we start to shift our planning to the 2019 timetable and the construction of that. I've mentioned previously that we rewrite our timetable each year specific to the cohorts, so getting this information next week is really important to us. So, got some details for all of you. What we're looking for is appointments for current Year 8 and current Year 9 students for Monday the 3rd of September. We're asking that on that Monday, families come in with their students, no school for them other than the appointment time, and they organise their subjects for the following year. On Wednesday the 5th and Thursday the 6th of September, we've got Year 10 panels, and again, no school for the Year 10s on Wednesday and Thursday, just come in for the interview with their families. And then for all 3 days, Tuesday the 4th, Wednesday the 5th, and Thursday the 6th, we've got Year 11 panels. This time, we're asking Year 11s to be at school for those 3 days, but to come out of classes with their families for their panel interview. A massive week for us. It'll conclude with a school closure on Friday the 7th of September, just so that we can recalibrate and get ready for the following Monday. Students not required and the site will be closed. Big 4 days. We're holding all of this on our new STEM floor, which has been open for the last couple of months. Bookings are open and we've advertised how to do that on our Facebook page, and it also appears on our school website. And we've also sent sector messages home to families with those details. If you've got any questions, please make sure you make contact with the school on 8683 6000.
Excellent. Now, speaking of the STEM floor, we are trialling a new sort of activity with our Year 9 cohort the following week on Thursday, the September 13th. Would you like to give us a bit of detail about that day?
Yeah, one of the things I've been really interested in following the opening of that brand new facility, which we're very proud of, is the teaching and learning associated with the centre itself. It's an open space unit, and I've been really keen to challenge the STEM teachers to deliver their content and deliver their subjects in an innovative manner. And this is a first attempt, really. I challenged the Year 9 teachers to come up with a concept that they wanted to push through from a STEM point of view, and they've come up with Thursday the 13th of September and the topic being around litter and broadly rubbish and disposing of rubbish in an appropriate manner, not only within our local but broader community. I'm really excited with the planning that's gone on so far and the event itself I'm looking forward to being part of on the 13th. A lot of planning and preparation has gone into as far as the school goes, but also some research around what's happening around Port Lincoln and broader, and we've got some guest speakers. Hopefully it will have an impact on the students themselves around their practice of litter and rubbish within the school, but also we'll hopefully see some outcomes within the town itself.
Excellent. Now, whilst the top floor of the STEM Centre is fully operational, the science labs on the lower level are not far away. Have you got an update there?
Yeah, really, really happy with the progress. I've said previously that I've been really, really impressed with our local architect and Mossop, the construction company. We're on track. We're looking to have a handover on Wednesday, the 26th of September, so that the school has got access to that floor and we can put in some furniture that we've purchased. And we are looking to have classes start in the downstairs science area in the first week of Term 4, which is wonderful news.
Excellent. And then finally, also coming up in Term 4, you'll be offering some principal tours off the campus here.
Yeah, this time of the year is important for families to make decisions about whether they would like to engage with Port Lincoln High. I'm offering some parent tours for not only prospective Year 8 families for next year, but also primary school families who are having some forethought over the next couple of years as to whether they're going to access the high school education. So just an advance warning, and I will mention these. These tours are in week 2 and week 3 of Term 4. So I've identified three dates and times. So we're going for Tuesday the 23rd of October from 9 a.m, Thursday the 25th of October from 11:45, and Wednesday the 31st of October from 11:45. If people are keen to be involved, we'd love you to put your name down and book a spot by contacting Liz Freeman on our school phone number 8683 6000, so that we can make sure that the groups don't get too big. And we'll have a wander around for half an hour around the site and have a chat about some of the expectations and programs and opportunities that this school offers. So I'd love to see as many community members that are keen to be engaged with the high school either next year or in future years.
Excellent. A busy couple of weeks coming up. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you, everybody.